Again, a very pleasant morning to us all, and we thank God, we thank the heavens, it did not rain today. Right, and I was joking around and telling everybody that we offered eggs, all right, at the Santa Clara Convent just for good weather today. Anyway, yes, welcome to our dear participants. Right. We have participants as far as Bicol, Baguio, Region 1, as far as Mindanao. Yes, we have a delegation from UP Mindanao and other universities and colleges from different parts of the country. Thank you and welcome to this first ever Rizal Sesquicentennial and International Conference. Let me give you a very brief orientation. All right. If you have registered, the registration is at the Romulo Hall, the old building of the Asian Center. And you will be having all these. You're entitled to a conference kit, which contains book of abstract, souvenir program, ball pen, and paper. Then you also have that conference bag. And a certificate of participation. You'll be having meal stubs. We have 3 lunches, 6 snacks, and 1 solidarity dinner on the 3rd night. This will be on June 24. Plus, let me excite you a bit. There will be lots of program this afternoon during the tertulia. Okay, we have a mini exhibit. We have a book author's presentation and signing session later on with churros and ice cream, Filipino ice cream. And if you have problems, our participants, please look for the head of the secretariat, Dr. Ruby Alcantara. Next slide, please. All right. So this is the flow of our activities for the 3-day conference event. So as you see, we had experienced and witnessed the opening program at 7:45 a while ago. And then we had the keynote speech. After this, we'll have our first plenary speaker and then another plenary speaker. We have 2 plenary speakers for today. And then in the afternoon, we'll have parallel sessions. You can choose, all right, the participants can choose which topic interests them the most. We have a tarpaulin there providing you the information about the topics, the schedule, the venue, and all. And then, of course, we will be having, as I've mentioned, the tertulia, the mini exhibit. And on the last day, on the 24th, we have a cultural night here inside the GT Auditorium from 5:30 to 7, after which you will be giving your certificates of participation and recognition. And, of course, a solidarity dinner for everyone, speakers, our guests, all right, our friends, colleagues, the participants and all the staff, the organizing committee members, and all those who helped this this event to be realized this day on June 22. Next slide, please. All right, for food services, as you see, we have the catering services, particularly for the lunch at the back of the GT administration building. And then we have some coffee at the pantry. The pantry is located at the back of this auditorium. By the way, food is not allowed inside the auditorium. We have also a smoking area, all right, near the catering service area, which is located immediately after this building. And the head of the food committee, you look for Ms. Belle Nabor. Next slide, please. All right, for parallel session venues, for the first session, we have 4 venues, but for the succeeding ones, there are only 3 venues. So the first venue is this hall, this auditorium, the GT Auditorium. Then we have the seminar room, which is located at the 2nd floor of the next building. That is the GT Administration Building. And then the other venue will be at the Romulo Hall, the original, the old building of the Asian Center in front. And then for the first parallel session this afternoon, we will have the European Perspectives panel presentation at the first floor of the GT Admin building. This is the Philippines China Hall. And let me reiterate that we have a tarp in front of the registration area. We will bring it here later in the afternoon, which contains all the information that you will be needing. Next slide, please. And yes, for our panel presenters and plenary speakers, all right, the one in charge for PowerPoint, the technical requirement, we have Mr. Eric Juanillo for this auditorium. And then for the seminar room at the second floor of GT Admin Building, we have Mr. J.R. Sanchez. For the Romulo Hall, just look for Mr. Abel Golondrina. And for the European Perspectives panel this afternoon at the China Hall, please look for Mr. Obet Barcelo. The head of the Documentation Committee is Professor Jeannie Gochuico. All right, and then we have restroom services. We have one inside the GT Auditorium, two at the GT Administration Building, and one at the Romulo Hall. Yes, parking services. We have one in front of the UP Law Center. We have also reserved the parking lot of the International Center. And there are guards stationed at these places to watch over our vehicles and other valuable possessions. We are fortunate to have the head of the security office of UP Diliman with us because he teaches at our college, College of Arts and Letters, Professor Elvin Ebreo. Now, we are also fortunate to have the DPOS. We have an ambulance over there parked in case you have, because of the inclement weather, if you're not feeling well, just approach anyone from the DPOS, all right, for medicines or for first aid, all right. So we have them there stationed near the Via Mare. For further assistance, please look for Miss Annie De Matera, who will troubleshoot everything for the 3-day conference. All right? So that's it. Thank you very much. Again, I would like to welcome all our speakers, our guests, and of course, our beloved participants who came all the way from different parts of the archipelago. Good morning. Magandang umaga po, masantos yung kabosan, naimbag na aldaw kada kayo amin.